90.5 WKAR in Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. The East Lansing Film Festival starts Thursday and runs through November 6th. Current State Scott Pohl is here with a preview. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Good to see you. Now, this marks the 17th year of the East Lansing Film Festival with lots of feature-length movies, documentaries, and shorts. One of the features, by the way, after just talking about General Motors in our first segment, you brought up...
Second Shift.
That's right. That Second Shift is part of the festival. Would you like to know when and where it will screen, Mark?
I was wondering when and where that would be.
Well, you can see it Monday, November 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Studio C Theaters in Okemos.
Very good.
All right. Founder and director Susan Woods tells me that the Thursday night opening film is a documentary about legendary jazz man Clark Terry and his work counseling a young musician.
I saw this movie at the Tribeca Film Festival, and without a doubt, it is my favorite film from that film festival. It is so inspiring, so touching, so moving, and then you also get this incredible music on top of it. It's a documentary, and it's about Clark Terry, who is considered the greatest living trumpeter of today, and he is, well, I think he's 95 now, but he was 93 in the film, and he was a mentor to Miles Davis, to Quincy Jones, and now he has a young protege who is a blind pianist named Justin Coughlin, and he mentors him, and they both go through we're just flies on the wall as they go through some very large challenges, and it is just a great film.
No. Oh, loony, 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 loony. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Clark Terry, the trumpet player, is without a doubt to me the top of the list. He was my idol, man.
Dizzy Gillespie walked up to me and he said, "I don't think you know who you're married to." He said, "He is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, trumpet players ever."
You hear Clark, you hear his life. Now, only a master can do that. Clark is a master.
The first time I met CT was when I was studying at William Patterson University. We would meet and he would teach us these amazing standards.
I think he's one of the most talented pianists that ever walked the face of this earth.
When I lost my sight, I kind of just gravitated towards the piano. Clark was losing his sight, and I think he was having a pretty tough time adjusting to it.
How are you hanging in there, CT?
That really was a bond that began a beautiful, deeper relationship.
That's the most important thing you can get as a young musician. Somebody believes in you.
So is this for the jazz fan, or is there something here for people who aren't otherwise necessarily jazz people?
Oh, no, it's for everybody. It is inspirational, it's moving, and on top of it, you get great music. So I don't think you can beat it.
All right. Now, I want to make sure we spend some time talking about lots of the movies that have local ties. So one by one, I'm going to bring a few of them up and talk with you about them. Let's start with Elderly Instruments, All Things Strings. WKAR-TV audiences have seen this film. It'll be nice to see it on a big screen. It was directed by MSU professor Bob Albers.
Yes. Elderly Instruments, All Things Strings is about the incredible, legendary store in Lansing that is the mecca for all musicians. And it was directed by Professor Bob Albers and really shows what the store offers, how incredible and unique the staff is, and what a, I don't want to say quirky, but, you know, a great guy, the owner, Stan Werben, is. And Stan will be there, so will Bob, and will also provide music by Cindy McElroy. And that's at 4 o'clock on Saturday at Wells Hall.
Jeff Ray is an MSU professor and has made several films. A couple have been on PBS. His newest that we're going to see at the festival this year is called The Evolution of Bert. Tell me about it.
The Evolution of Bert is a remarkable film. I have been a friend and an admirer of Jeff Ray and his wife, Tama Ray Hamilton, since I started the film festival, but this film is a real accomplishment. It's in black and white. It evokes a little bit of She's Gotta Have It by Spike Lee. It is about the trials and tribulations of a black man in today's society, in love, work, and in college and education. And it's just done very well. What I love about the film is that it has great insight into what it means to be a black man in today's society.
One other film that we want to spend some time talking about, actually, Melissa Benmark did an interview a while ago with Jane Rosemont from Okemos. She has relocated with her husband, Dick, to New Mexico. Out in New Mexico, she stumbled upon this story that she wound up, I believe, first-time filmmaker making a movie. It's called Pie Lady of Pie Town.
Yes.
What did you like about this movie?
Oh, it is so well done. It has won awards in almost every film festival it's entered. It's an incredible achievement. I mean, she just shows a great profile of a unique woman in a unique area with unique customers. And she does it with humor and sensitivity, and it's just a great short documentary. And what I think is a great accomplishment is that it is a short documentary. Those are hard to make. And she really, really has hit it out of the ballpark.
We're talking with Susan Woods, the director of the East Lansing Film Festival. The 17th edition of the festival starts on Thursday, October 30th. For the uninitiated, you've brought up documentary and short, and I want to make sure that people who aren't familiar with the festival know that we have full-length feature films, we have shorts, we have documentaries, perhaps some animation. I'm not sure. Do you have some animation
this year?
Yes,
we do. We have animation.
A little bit of everything at the East Lansing Film Festival every year. It's part of the idea, right?
Yes. Film is global. It has many, many, many different formats. As you mentioned, we have features and foreign films and animation. And one of the wonderful aspects of a film festival and what the Film Selection Committee worked very hard on doing is to compile short films, those are the longest is 27 minutes, together in a program. So you can come and watch all these wonderful different stories told in very short amount of time. And it's just, you can't get that anywhere else.
And at a number of the programs, people involved in making the film will be there, right?
Yes, especially for the Lake Michigan Film Competition, which the bulk of is on Sunday at Wells Hall. But we are showing one film called Project Ice. And it's about how ice has formed and the Great Lakes and its influence on its people, on our state. And it is a beautiful film and has won many awards. Now that's on Saturday at 4 o'clock. We had many submissions this year, and the Lake Michigan Film Competition was increased by 1/3 because we had so many good films. So this is an opportunity to learn about film, to interact with it, and ask questions. And it isn't just for the people who are interested in making films, it's people who love films.
Now, one of the nights near the end of the festival is election night. Were you concerned at all about attendance on election night? Or for some, I suppose, to get away from politics, going to the movies might be the thing to do. Were you worried at all about scheduling movies on election night?
Well, as a politician, I didn't think about it. I'm sorry, but I just was so focused on the film festival that I thought, well, you know, we'll provide film afterwards. They'll just have to vote early.
Well, there you go. We should point out to, again, the uninitiated that Susan Woods is on the city council in East Lansing. So when you say you're a politician, that's what we're getting at.
Right.
Another scheduling opportunity, I guess, maybe, was movies for Halloween night. What are you doing on Halloween?
Well, this was a real problem. So what we did is that we have partnered with the MSU Residence Halls Association to show two recent horror films, Let Me In with Chloe Grace Moretz and Oculus, both very scary. And then we're also going to encourage people to be in costume.
I know that there's a program for children with animated films coming up, too. Tell me about that.
I'm very excited to be showing two animated films, both from Paris. Both from France, and they're hand-drawn and beautiful. They're going to be showing at Studio C on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11:30 and 2 p.m. So it's a real treat for children to get away from The Usual Fare.
We have a few other individual movies that I know you want to talk about to make sure people know about. Let's start with a look at The Overnighters.
The Overnighters is about the migration of many workers to North Dakota because of the oil boom created by hydraulic fracking. And it is it profiles a Lutheran minister who believes it's his Christian duty to take care of these poor guys, these poor workers, but the town pushes back. It's a very interesting film.
It's everyone deserves a chance. This is America. That's what this country was founded on, you know? Helping your neighbor, just being good people.
We have people literally walking up to our door from all over the world saying, can you help me?
If it wasn't for this place, we'd pretty much be lost.
How long do we intend to support them?
You see that reaction of people. They look at me like I'm an illegal alien.
They have no intention of building anything here.
So what is community in this place? What are we going to do here?
This is not my home anymore.
Cut the hair. I'm serious.
Did Jesus have short hair?
Jesus doesn't have our neighbors.
And Weekend Edition recently interviewed the director of this film. Some of our listeners may have heard that. Meet the Patels. Tell me about this movie.
Meet the Patels is this very funny, delightful documentary about a young man who decides to go the traditional Indian way of having his parents matchmake for his wife, as opposed to all the dating that he's gone through. And they are just to kick these two parents. And the sister's the filmmaker who goes along with him.
Story starts 2 years ago. I had just broken up with Audrey, and I was miserable.
The way you guys married, would that work for me as well?
Yes. 100%, I believe, 100%. From the bottom of the heart.
Dad sent me 20 biodatas, basically 20 pictures and resumes of matrimonial candidates. I'm going to cold call them, which is totally normal, right?
Now I have to go on dates all over the country.
Now, how are we going to set it up? Let's talk about it. It's not going to happen automatically.
Okay. Hey, I'm Ravi. Nice to meet you.
Looks good, so I'm going to forward this to Ravi, okay?
Hey, I'm Ravi.
That's how this is done. I'm supposed to pretend like you're not there.
You're just having a date. I'm just filming.
What's going on?
I can't believe I'm turning 30.
Is there any scenario in which I could marry a girl who's not Indian?
What's all that get married?
Love in any language set in stone. Homes you can't vanquish, love lives longer than fear survives. Ideas never die, they multiply. Let's go.
This girl is good with that boy, but that boy is good with this girl. So everybody's good because everybody get married at the end. All the girls and all the boys get married.
And one last movie we want to touch on, 5 to 7.
5 to 7 is my rom-com. It's my romantic comedy about a young man who meets a married woman and they can only have their trysts from 5 to 7.
Lots of great movies coming to town for the East Lansing Film Festival, a labor of love for you, Susan. Just again, a reminder for people that you can get the full schedule. First of all, there's print copies of the schedule all over the place, including
right.
in the City Pulse, but you can find out more at elff.com. The East Lansing Film Festival begins with Keep On Keeping On Thursday night at 7:30 at Studio C Cinema.
Right, and we'll be having music provided by MSU's jazz students starting at 6:30, so that would be great fun. And then we'll have a afterglow after it. Everyone is invited. This is a great, I just want everyone to try to see this film. I mean, I think it is an inspirational, moving film that everyone will like.
Susan Woods is director of the East Lansing Film Festival. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.